We have our good friend Paulina LaRocca coming in. Paulina LaRocca, creative guru, creative guide, someone that will help you tap into the creative potential that is waiting to burst out of your mind. She's the published author of books such as The Holy Bible, to poke holes in the way you think, and Creativity Plus, which is a toolkit for creative thinking. Paulina is joining us right now in the studio, as she has done for the past couple of weeks, as we discussed the creative nature within us, what creativity is, how we can unlock our creativity. So we're going to dive right in. Paulina, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, wonderful. It's nice to actually have an Easter break and come back a little bit refreshed.
It is. Oh, and what a gift. I don't know if it was in the Old or the New Testament, but we are very thankful for Easter that there is the public holiday working rate for us casual workers. So thanks, the big man up in the sky, for that one. But yes, we're very glad the break is over. We're well rested, we're well replenished. Perhaps that's a good lead-in for a good bit of rest. You've taken a bit of time, you've gotten a good 8 hours sleep. Are you ready to be creative? Thinking of like ways to get yourself ready to unlock that creativity that's resting within us all. We're trying to understand what that is this morning. So maybe for a bit of a horrible broad question, I'll put towards you this morning, Paulina, what is creativity?
Actually, that's a great question, and most people don't really know but have a sense of it. But the standard definition is something that is both novel and useful. And that's kind of interesting because it's a bit of a paradox, because for something to be novel, it's very difficult for it to be useful because it's new and strange. And therefore, if it's useful, then how is it actually new and different? So I think that the standard definition is quite confusing for most people, but I think mostly it's the emphasis on usefulness that actually is a little bit of a challenge for most people. I think that most people feel a lot of pressure around creativity, whether or not it's good enough or whether or not it actually challenges the status quo and really breaks through. And I think this emphasis on usefulness really kind of contributes to what I would call a creative block, where people get panicked and confused about their own creativity and thinking it's not good enough and then end up doing nothing. I mean, I don't know, have you ever gone into like a creative spiral?
Sometimes, you know, spinning around in my chair too much, if I can't come up with a good idea, I do get a bit dizzy, hoping that, you know, that lack of equilibrium will offer me a bit of something in ways of creativity. But yeah, there are times I've gotten stuck. Like one thing I try and do, I try and get out and go on a walk.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, getting out in nature, no tunes, nothing to boogie around, just staying present in the moment, I found to get me out of a funk. But it can be tricky, you know, because you walk around and you're trying to actively search for something. You think creativity comes naturally to you, but then you're trying to race up the hill and trying to find it within yourself. So it can be tricky at times.
It definitely can be tricky, and I think it's one of its rewards. It's a little bit like love. If it comes too easily, we don't necessarily value and honor it. It needs to have a bit of a challenge or a relationship.
Yeah.
But I think your advice here is beautiful, which is that you've gone to going out in nature. And nature has certainly been proven when the research to really help unlock creative blocks. And the reason it does so is it because it reminds us of something greater than ourselves. It kind of gets us out of our head and reconnected with something much bigger than ourselves. And it reminds us that relative in the world, our problems are pretty small. And, you know, it then kind of starts the creative juices flowing. And I think something else that you've touched on is you start to incubate, which is you almost become distracted and immersed in another space that you allow your unconscious to actually make connections. And then suddenly you find some new insights and then you can tap back into your creative energy again.
Because this week you and I were having a bit of a chat off air, not to, you know, go to the Emerald City and pull the curtain back on Oz, but we were figuring out ways in which to engage with you, the listener, for ways that we could perhaps, you know, tap in, put a challenge towards you to get more creative, think about new ways to do that. So for challenges that we can put towards the listener or the audience, we've got getting out in nature to find if they've got a creative hiccup, something in which they can maybe take a pause, walk away, come back. What's another thing we can tell the listener to do?
I think that when you're in a creative spiral, it's to stop thinking and worrying about other people's judgments and to start doing. And that could be as simple as going for a walk in nature or doing a doodle or having a conversation with a friend or just writing a few lines, but not putting so much pressure on the act of creativity having to have some great meaning and just actually starting to do something, because once you do that, other things will start to come.
It is, yeah. For anyone like, for creatives out there, a lot of like writing, thinking, gestating for these big, grand ideas you have, don't feel the pressure. You're not going to write the Odyssey overnight. You're not going to be, you know, pushing out Ulysses over a good 2-hour period. It doesn't hurt even starting with some dot points sometimes. You don't have to have those fully formed ideas, but even if you have maybe a vague image on your the horizon in your mind, maybe start writing down what you think that is. Coming back, I feel personally, because like, you know, as someone that does a bit of writing on the side, you often think about it, but you're not writing it down. You're telling yourself that you've got this creative juice going within you, but you're not doing anything with it. So writing down notes when you can, just trying to, you know, not let that rhythm, not let the habit get away from you, always to keep jotting down. And yeah, trying to keep focused on the macro sense, I find can help sometimes.
Definitely. And I think what you've alluded to is a sense of keeping some kind of diary or notebook or visual notebook, however you choose to do it. But yeah, a sense of a place where you can capture some of those ideas or thoughts that are coming through so that you don't lose them and that they're actually recorded so that you can come back and review them. And when you're out in nature, have a little look and open them up and see where those nascent thoughts can lead to.
And we have that for you good people with us right now. We want to put out to you guys, how do you stay creatively engaged? Have you had this mental roadblock stop you in your tracks, asking for a toll of your time and your money and your patience? We want to hear from you how you overcome this. And we want you to tell us so that we can come back and share it with you next week. So text us in at 0468441073 and tell us how you creatively overcome your creative hiccups. Are there any final notes, messages, or bon voyages you want to leave with the good people this morning, Paulina?
I would just encourage people to actually share, because I think that that's the way that we learn, is through other people's experiences. And I think you'll find that whatever you are struggling with or whatever tips and tricks that you've got will be very valuable to other people. So yeah, we encourage you to call in, text us, and share.
That's, you heard it here, folks. And maybe even you'll feel a bit better being in the company of all of us in the big 2SER community. Maybe that'll inspire you hearing something from your fellow community radio compatriot. So one more time, it was 0468441073. Text us in your creative methods. And of course, thank you, as every week, Paulina, for coming in and talking to us about creativity.
Thank you.
Alrighty, folks, and that was, of course, Paulina LaRocca, the author of wonderful books such as The Holy Bible, Poking Holes in the Way You Think, and Creativity Plus, a toolkit for creative thinking.